Here on the Decoding Health Podcast, we're tracing the healing journey and speaking with people who have offered something unique and powerful in their work. Often I have incorporated aspects of their approach into my own healing or the way I work with clients. I'm currently offering a hormonal renewal program that provides direct support and is customized to your unique needs. You can find out more about my work and the programs that I offer at decodinghealth.me. So here's to your health and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Decoding Health Podcast, where we explore all things left and right brain when it comes to health, diet and functional nutrition, detoxification, genetics, and most importantly, healing from serious illness and chronic disease. Join me, Sarah Carlson, a coach and a survivor, as we explore the integral components of resilience, from stuck to free, heavy to lifted, and stagnant to energized. It turns out that the advice we seek is likely to be medicine for many others. We're here to share, grow, and learn together while we customize our approach to our individual needs. We explore all this and more here at the Decoding Health Podcast. All right, everybody. Welcome. It's so good to be back with you. I know we've had a really long break, and I was going through my own transformations, and I'm sure you have been going through your own. I'm excited to hear about those. So please feel free to reach out, message me on Instagram or send me an email. It's Sarah C at decodinghealth.me, Sarah with an H. And just let me know how things are going for you. I know we're all on our healing journeys, or even if we're not aware we're on a healing journey, we're on that road of transformation. And basically, I am coming to you today with some really positive news that I wanted to share. And hopefully it is a support to you all women out there, and especially women who've had a family history of abnormal breast screenings, breast cancer, or if you are just wanting to be preventative, because, unfortunately, it is something that happens to 1 in 8 women. We want to prevent any kind of concerns in that area. So I wanted to share some really happy news for me. So I've had a series of ultrasounds and mammograms since I had breast cancer in 2021, and I'm doing great now. I just want to share that first of all, and I'm so grateful. Just gratitude out there to the universe, to God, or however you formulate that energy of life that sort of permeates through everything. I just want to put out a big shout out and a thank you with gratitude and grace for my journey, and that I've come out on the other side and I'm feeling as good as I am right now. I know that not everyone has that experience. And so part of what I want to do with this podcast is share the positive things that I had learned and even some of the challenges that I'd gone through to help women who are going on this journey to, have an easier time, or to get some piece of information that was really supportive, that really made a difference. And I know that for me, listening to other women who had gone on that journey was really pivotal for me. And I got some really helpful guidance, some great referrals, some great information and tips. And so I just want to share that and pay it forward. And so I wanted to share today some good news, which is that I am no longer on the diagnostic screening schedule post-breast cancer, which for me was once every 6 months, I would go in and get every 6 months I would get an ultrasound, because I have, like many women, over 40% of women, I have dense breast tissue, and I actually have extremely dense breast tissue. So they recommend ultrasounds in conjunction with your mammogram for screening purposes in that case. And what's nice about an ultrasound is it has zero radiation, and so it's a really safe procedure. As far as my mammo, I still get those only once a year. I was getting my ultrasound every 6 months until my most recent ultrasound screening and my mammogram screening, where I was told that I no longer needed to do a diagnostic screening, meaning I no longer needed to go every 6 months and I could come and get my screening. Like most women who have not had breast cancer, I can come once a year. And so I attribute that to some positive steps that I took in my life and my lifestyle and my habits that greatly reduced the inflammation in my breast tissue, greatly reduced breast tenderness, greatly reduced my hormonal issues around my cycle. Even though I am aging into perimenopause, I still have a cycle. And, you know, have a history of having, you know, especially as I've in my 40s, just really kind of difficult times around my period, you know, 3 days of just being kind of out of pocket and just feeling pretty cruddy, wanting to definitely take a day off in there around the first day of my cycle or around that time. Sometimes getting migraines, which, you know, I know some women have that really bad, but I never had that until recently. And, you know, just feeling moody and irritable and all that stuff. So I have been very fortunate to learn about fiber and have been taking fiber in a sort of medical way. So I've been taking it therapeutically to reduce my hormone load. And what I have found is that rather immediately within my first period cycle, I noticed a great reduction in, you know, pain around my cycle and PMS symptoms. And then as I continued, I noticed a great reduction in breast tenderness. So I really don't have any breast tenderness like at all anymore, which is, you know, incredibly relieving when you've had a history of any kind of breast abnormalities or breast cancer. Not only is it pleasant to not obviously have breast tenderness, but it's really pleasant to not have breast tenderness when you have had, you know, a history of breast cancer and you're concerned that there might be a recurrence. So, wow, that's been a tremendous blessing that I was able to reduce and eliminate breast tenderness and the concern that comes along with that. Now, we know or we've been told that inflammation is a bedfellow to cancer. And so we want to reduce inflammation. Not only is inflammation a precursor for all sorts of the worst health conditions, so we don't want inflammation in our body, but it is a bedfellow to cancer. So we see that that's something that is often there when cancer arises. And so reducing the inflammation in my breast tissue just makes me feel really good. It makes me feel more safe. And lo and behold, it's showing up in my mammograms and my ultrasounds in a positive way, such that I am no longer required to do my 6-month diagnostic screening, even though I just had breast cancer in 2021. As of 1/23/2023, I am now only going once a year. So I just wanted to share this amazing story. I know it's not a scientific study and we don't have, you know, this ginormous sample size and all the things that would be awesome if we had the funding to do that right now. But we do have what I think is very valuable in lieu of that. And that's, you know, not only anecdotal evidence and, you know, my testimony as a survivor that I have experienced a great reduction in concerning symptoms, pain, discomfort, and hormonal imbalance symptoms, but also that I have gotten that positive feedback from my diagnostic screening personnel and my doctor that I am doing great and that I'm improving, in fact, on this protocol. So, you know, if you're interested, it's something that I work with women on. It's really about basic lifestyle adjustments, basic dietary adjustments. And yeah, some of them may be a bit of a, you know, a change in terms of lifestyle. But if we have something like cancer, hopefully we're open to the idea that maybe something should change to prevent to support the body in its best health so that we don't have a recurrence. Now, of course, I can't make any promises that anyone will not have a recurrence. And the way that illness works in the body and cancer is complex and multifaceted, but we do know that certain things are beneficial and reduce risk. And so what I want to do is support you all in reducing risk, to reduce your hormone load, your hormone imbalance, and to hopefully reduce inflammation that leads to a reduction, an improvement in your mammo and ultrasounds, and a reduction in risk of recurrence. So that's what I wanted to share. On other news, spring is here and I'm so excited for this gorgeous weather. I got a bike, so I've been biking. My boyfriend loves to bike, and so we are out and about on our bikes now, which feels tremendous. And I'm excited. I'm going to be going to the LEAD. It's the LEAD Institute's annual summit. So it is a summit brought to you by the NBCC, the National Breast Cancer Coalition. They've done tremendous things to support and to gain funding towards studies that are really focused on results for patients. So they really are connecting patient needs, breast cancer survivor needs, with the studies in the medical community to try and really make sure those studies are serving us, are getting to us as quickly as we can when we need them. And so I really am excited to learn more about the most recent research and science around breast cancer elimination, and because that's what their goal is, which is amazing. So until next time, I'm going to be coming back at you soon with some more information after I go to that conference this weekend. And also, I want to talk a bit about plastics in the environment, harmful estrogens, xenoestrogens, how we can avoid them, and just some of the emotions that I experienced when I realized how many harmful products are in our personal care products, how many harmful chemicals and items are in our personal care products, and you know, the feelings that came up around that, because there's some real sense of emotional betrayal when you realize that, like, we're in a world that doesn't feel safe, especially when you've had cancer. And it's so pervasive in our community. So many people are getting cancer nowadays, eventually in their lifetime. The statistics are very high. So what are we doing as a society, as a community, to allow this many chemicals, xenoestrogens, estrogens, to impact us? And that's just not just for women, that's also men, right? Men have a high instance of prostate cancer, and, you know, there's many other cancers that often have a hormonal driver. So not to be a downer, I think this is going to be a cathartic episode. I think we're going to talk about solutions and positive ways that you can really quickly and easily, effectively make good choices for your family and for yourself, and in your home and in your personal care products. So I'm excited about that. So look out for that soon. And until then, blessings to you and yours, and salud, health to you. And I hope you continue to thrive, and I'm looking forward to connecting to you again soon. Be well. It turns out that the advice we seek is likely to be medicine for many others. We're here to share, grow, and learn together while we customize our approach to our individual needs. We explore all this and more here at the Decoding Health Podcast.